KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 32 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. We look for cloudy skies with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, a high of 42. In addition, the National Weather Service is advising that freezing rain may be possible for a short time this morning over portions of central and southern Iowa. As a large shield of precipitation moves overhead with surface temperatures below freezing, and any freezing rain would make walking and driving surfaces slick, obviously, especially secondary roads. So if you do encounter freezing rain while driving, slow down and leave plenty of space between you and the driver in front of you. The freezing rain threat should end by late this morning as the temperatures rise above freezing. A Council Bluffs man is dead following a crash late Monday morning in the 2400 block of Valley View Drive. According to Council Bluffs police, officers and medics responded to the scene at around 11:25 a.m. An investigation revealed a vehicle was traveling south on Valley View and had left the roadway to the right before going airborne and coming to rest in a field on the west side of Valley View Drive. A passenger in the vehicle, 82-year-old Catherine Seelock of Council Bluffs, told authorities her 58-year-old son, Jeffrey, was at the wheel when he passed out and became unresponsive. His foot pressed on the accelerator, causing the vehicle to speed up. Catherine Seelock tried to gain control of the car but was unable to do so. Following the crash, Jeffrey Seelock was transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, where he was pronounced dead. Catherine Seelock was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The Clarinda Police Department says no injuries were reported following a chain reaction collision Monday afternoon. Police Chief Keith Brothers says a 1992 Ford Ranger pickup driven by 17-year-old Elijah Bix of Coyne was stopped at the intersection of 16th and Division Streets at around 3:20 p.m., waiting for a vehicle to turn left. A 2002 Buick Rendezvous SUV driven by 16-year-old Marcus Middleton of Nottoway was behind the pickup. A 2000 Dodge Intrepid driven by 17-year-old Madison Nothware of Clarinda approached the intersection from the north traveling southbound and told police that she was messing around with her radio and didn't see the vehicles in front of her had stopped. The teen hit the brakes and skidded for about 15 feet before her vehicle slammed into the SUV, which was shoved into the rear of the pickup. Nothware was cited for following too closely. Damage from the pileup amounted to $5,500. Police in Clarinda report a traffic stop late Saturday night resulted in two people being arrested on drug charges. Officers stopped a vehicle at around 11:30 p.m. near the intersection of 16th and Orange Streets. An investigation resulted in the arrest of the driver, 35-year-old Kenneth Richard Larrabee of Clarinda, on suspicion of operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of an illegal drug believed to be marijuana. Also arrested was a passenger in the vehicle, 36-year-old Dustin Trinity McLernan of rural Clarinda, for possession of an illegal controlled substance believed to be marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both Larrabee and McLernan were booked into the Page County Jail and held on $1,000 bond each pending an initial court appearance. In an update to our story Sunday morning and early yesterday morning about a collision between a Red Oak police cruiser and a compact car, an Iowa State Patrol investigation resulted in a citation being issued to Red Oak Reserve Police Officer Colin Weaver. Weaver was cited for failure to signal when required. The accident happened around 3:45 p.m. Saturday on Highway 34 at the intersection with Eastern Avenue in Red Oak. Officials say Officer Weaver was traveling east on 34 near the intersection with Eastern Avenue when he saw a vehicle going in the opposite direction, traveling in excess of the posted speed limit. When he attempted to initiate a U-turn to stop the speeding vehicle, his 2011 Ford Crown Victoria was hit by a 2000 Ford Focus driven by Cheyenne Hilgerson of Red Oak as she was traveling east on Highway 34. That vehicle was registered to Angela Booker of Red Oak. Authorities say Reserve Officer Weaver's vision may have been partially obstructed by the prisoner cage in the rear of his vehicle. Officials say that Hilgerson hit the brakes in an attempt to avoid the collision but was unable to do so in time. The car hit the left rear of the police cruiser, causing a total of $7,000 damage. After the impact, the patrol car spun and came to rest in the westbound lane of Highway 34. Officer Weaver, Hilgerson, and two others in her vehicle, Brian Wickham of Red Oak and Mac Ellison of Stanton, were transported to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries and complaints of pain. The Glenwood Police Department reports the arrest last Friday of 29-year-old Colby Fike. The Glenwood man was taken into custody on a Mills County warrant for a probation violation. His bond was set at $1,000. Two people were arrested recently in Fremont County on drug and child endangerment charges. The Sheriff's Department said 31-year-old Lacey Jo Smalley of Clarinda was arrested Saturday for possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and child endangerment. And on Friday, deputies arrested 38-year-old Michael Sean Beltran of Bellevue, Nebraska for possession of a controlled substance, driving under suspension, and child endangerment. A judge in Pottawatomie County has ordered two sexual exploitation cases against a former Council Bluffs teacher to be consolidated. The Daily Nonpareil reports 4th District Court Judge Greg Stensland granted a motion by the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office to consolidate the cases against 29-year-old Jeffrey Doherty, who faces 12 charges in connection with two alleged inappropriate relationships with students. The defense did not object to the motion. Doherty, a former math teacher at Thomas Jefferson High School, is accused of 2 counts of third-degree sexual abuse, 5 counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee, and 1 count each of sexual exploitation of a minor, along with lascivious conducts with a minor in connection to the first case. The teacher allegedly engaged in a relationship with a 15-year-old student. An arrest affidavit notes the alleged relationship lasted for about 2 months. Police arrested Doherty on January 8th. In late January, a second former student came forward. The now 18-year-old female was 17 at the time of the alleged relationship, which court records show occurred in April of 2014. The police arrested Doherty on February 5th on 2 counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee and lascivious conduct with a minor. A Council Bluffs man charged with attempted murder faces prison time after allegedly striking the man in the head with a sledgehammer. The Daily Nonpareil reports 54-year-old Christopher C. McNeil was arrested last Thursday on a warrant for attempted murder, willful injury causing serious bodily injury, assault, and first-degree burglary. Police say the charges stem from an incident at a garage in the 1700 block of Avenue G on February 22nd. According to Sergeant Chad Myers, a 48-year-old Council Bluffs man had been working in a garage when McNeil entered and asked to use some tools to work on something. The 48-year-old didn't own the garage and had been asked by the owner not to let anyone else in the garage, so he asked McNeil to leave. An argument ensued, and McNeil allegedly hit the 48-year-old on the head with a sledgehammer, causing the man to lose consciousness for nearly 24 hours. The alleged victim suffered from bleeding on the brain and is still recovering. McNeil remains in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $200,000 bond. And the Union County Sheriff's Office said no injuries were reported following two separate accidents last Friday. The first took place on Highway 25 between Creston and Orient at around 7 a.m. Officials say a pickup driven by 24-year-old Matthew Buchanan of Essex was traveling north on Highway 25 near 150th Street when he missed his corner, backed up, and was attempting to turn west on 150th. As he did so, his vehicle was hit on the right rear fender by a 2000 Dodge Neon, being driven by 25-year-old Julie Russell of Orient, who was traveling south on Highway 25. Russell failed to see the pickup due to dense fog in the area. Damage from the accident amounted to $2,500. Buchanan was cited for failure to provide proof of insurance, accident-related, failure to yield upon left turn, and driving while suspended. The second accident in Union County happened in Afton at around 1:15 p.m. Friday at the intersection of Highway 169 and Kansas Street. A 2007 box truck driven by 44-year-old Keith Barnett of Reynolds was stopped on Kansas Street and pulled away from the stop sign, failing to see the northbound Harley-Davidson. I make that southbound Harley-Davidson, driven by 21-year-old Lewis Ripperger of Ankeny. Ripperger applied his brakes, which caused the cycle to go out of control and hit the ground. The cycle sustained $1,500 damage. No citations were issued. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.